Almost a year ago today, a Vermont fashion icon broke upon the world and nearly broke the internet.
Let's talk about that Bernie Sanders meme. I'm sure you have seen it around.
Move over, Lady Gaga and J-Lo. At Wednesday's star-studded inauguration, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders somehow managed to steal the spotlight with his super-sized mittens.
Mittens and all.
The woman who made the mittens lives in Essex Junction, Vermont. She is a school teacher and is a very, very nice person. And she has been somewhat overwhelmed by the kind of attention that is being shown to her mittens.
Those mittens were the handiwork of second grade teacher Jen Ellis. And as you just heard, the mittens and the cold Bernie meme created conversations, reactions, hot takes, and of course, memes galore. All after Senator Bernie Sanders was seen sporting those mittens during the cold inauguration day nearly a year ago. A lot has happened to Miss Ellis, as her students call her, and the viral mittens in the last year. I recently caught up with Ellis to learn how the last year has gone.
Well, it's been really strange. I mean, I'm definitely not used to being in the spotlight in this way. And at first, it was very chaotic and kind of confusing because I didn't really know what to do with all of the connections people were wanting to make with me. Then as time went on and I got to handle things and I partnered with the Vermont Teddy Bear Company and with Darn Tough Socks and a number of other companies and organizations, things began to make more sense and I had a better handle on things. But it was definitely a mixed bag. Some things were really exciting and some things were kind of disappointing.
I think a lot of people are very curious to hear about some of these projects with Darn Tough and the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. So what can you tell us about those exciting projects for you?
Well, the Darn Tough did a one-time fundraiser where they made a Bernie's Mitten-inspired sock, and they sold out overnight. I mean, they sold, you know, I can't remember how many socks. It was thousands. And it was 100% of the proceeds from that fundraiser went to the Vermont Food Bank. And I also did a fundraiser with Mansfield Maple, and they did a special label one time, like a maple syrup sale. And I believe they still have some, I think it was half gallons or gallons of maple syrup for sale. And 100% of the proceeds from that went to Camp Tecumseh. Those were one-time things. But the Vermont Teddy Bear Company is actually the long-standing partnership that I made. And they wanted to make the mittens because I'm a full-time school teacher and I didn't have time to make, you know, tens of thousands of pairs of mittens for all the people who reached out to me. But I wanted people to have them. So the Vermont Teddy Bear Company created 10 new jobs and they, have created the Vermont Mitten Company, and everybody can get mittens from the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory. They can just go online and order them, or they can go to the store at the Vermont Teddy Bear Factory in Shelburne and just buy them there in the store.
Now, one of the funny things I think is that you are Jen Ellis to you and your friends, but as an international sensation, you are the Bernie Mittens Lady. What
yes.
is that title like for you?
You know, somebody, after the inauguration, I got a lot of fan mail, which was kind of funny because most of it came to my school. Because if you Googled me, what came up as a public profile was that I'm a public school teacher. So a lot of that fan mail came to the school. But eventually I started getting fan mail that was just addressed to the Bernie's Mitten Lady or just the Mitten Lady in Essex Junction, Vermont, which was very funny. I think the end result of all of this was something very lovely, very fun, funny, lighthearted, in a time when we really needed it, you know, in the darkness of the pandemic, in the winter, you know, and we were having this great big change in government from Trump to Biden. And I think that people needed something funny that sort of transcended things, transcended political boundaries and religious boundaries and national boundaries. And it gave people something to laugh with their neighbors about, regardless of their political views. So if people know me as the Mitten Lady and as a person who had some small part in that great phenomenon, I'm proud of that. And I'm known as Miss Ellis to most of the people I know personally. But to the world if I'm known as someone who did a kind thing. Like I just gave a senator who I admired a pair of mittens, and through many, many years of, and many, you know, I like to think of it as a chain of dominoes, right? Like I set one domino in motion, and the end of this very long chain of dominoes, a funny meme was created that made a lot of people laugh. That's great.
Was this something that you manifested or that you thought was going to happen, or was this literally just happenstance?
It was complete happenstance. I had no idea that this was going to happen. Never in my wildest dreams could I have imagined it. And who could? I mean, the guy who took the picture of Bernie in the first place wasn't even trying to photograph Bernie. He was actually trying to photograph someone behind Bernie. And then, you know, people are hilarious, and they took that picture and put it in all kinds of different contexts that were just funny. And I mean, nobody could have predicted that that was going to happen. And when I gave Bernie those mittens, I kind of thought he was done. You know, I gave them to him in 2016, and it was after he had lost the primary to Hillary Clinton. And then, you know, Clinton went on to lose to Trump. And, you know, I didn't know what Bernie's future was going to be. I don't know him personally. I gave them to his daughter-in-law, who was the director of my daughter's preschool. So I was just making mittens for the holidays for all of the teachers in my daughter's preschool. And I made an extra pair for Bernie, which I didn't even know was going to get to him. And then it did. And he liked them and wore them. And so, yeah, I could never have predicted that.
Now, one of the most, I think, inspiring things about all of this was what you did immediately after, and you touched upon this a little bit ago, but I want to just highlight that in the popularity and the fame of the Bernie meme and the mittens, you were able to raise millions of dollars for Vermont charities. What made you do that, and what was the final, or can you give us an estimate on the final number that you were able to raise for Vermont organizations?
Yeah, well, Bernie's campaign raised $1.8 million. They did a sweatshirt sale, which I actually didn't have anything to do with. I mean, aside from the fact that I made the mittens. The next biggest fundraiser after that was the socks from Darn Tough, and they actually translated their proceeds into meals. And I can't remember how many meals it was. I think it was somewhere around 300,000 meals. And the Vermont Teddy Bear Company has already given a $15,000 check to Make-A-Wish. I asked in our partnership that they contribute a portion of every sale to a charity. And so the first charity that's benefiting from that is Make-A-Wish. But that will be ongoing. So, you know, hopefully in the future we'll have a new charity and we'll be able to give more, you know, to lots of different organizations in Vermont. And then I did, I gave a pair to Outright Vermont, and they had an amazing fundraiser. In the end, they ended up getting, because of a match grant, about $44,000. I actually don't know what the total is, but I think when you add together what Bernie did and what I did, it's well over $2 million. But what I just personally did myself is still unknown because it's still raising money. And to answer your other question, actually, what made me do that? When this happened, I actually didn't know what to do. And a lot of people were making lots of suggestions, you know, like I should quit my job and I should open a mitten factory and I should hire unemployed people and I should do all these things. And maybe if I was an unemployed person before this happened, I might have thought about doing that, but I'm not unemployed. I have a really important job as a school teacher, and I was right in the middle of the school year, and I couldn't just abandon my students or my fellow staff members and chase after this other opportunity. And I think that's why I partnered with the Vermont Teddy Bear Company, because I wanted the mittens to be out there, but I just didn't have time to make them. And I, you know, a lot of people thought that I should make some mittens and charge a lot of money for them and try and, you know, make a quick buck. But at the time, and still, people were struggling, you know, and I just felt like it would be wrong to charge an outrageous amount of money for a pair of mittens, unless it was for a fundraiser. But it would have been really greedy for me to say, okay, my mittens cost $2,000 a piece, and you can get them on Etsy or whatever. No one should spend $2,000 on mittens. Unless it's for a fundraiser. Unless it's for a fundraiser, right. And I think that that's more the practical side of me is like mittens should be affordable for people. And I didn't want to fleece people. And I didn't want to change my quality of life. You know, I'm a mother and a partner, and I wanted to still be available for them. I didn't want to spend every waking moment making mittens for people.
Speaking about, you know, who you are as a person outside of the mittens, I was in the audience when you spoke at the Moth Story Hour, and you were able to tell the other side of the story, because I think a lot of people hear the story about the Bernie Mittens lady, about Jen, about Miss Ellis, and all the amazing things she's been able to do. But there was an opposite side to that. And I was wondering, will you kind of explain maybe a little bit of, I guess, the downside or the dark side of this rise in popularity so quickly?
Yeah, I mean, I think when you become suddenly well-known, you know, there's a dark underbelly to fame. And, you know, people began impersonating me online. They said they were selling the mittens. They said they were me. They took my picture, my likeness. And actually, the Attorney General's office got involved and shut those sites down. But a lot of people were scammed because of that. And unfortunately, a lot of the people who were scammed were seniors. And so for months after the inauguration, people were writing to me and calling me and saying, where are my mittens? You know, I sent you money and you didn't give me mittens. And why did you rip me off? And I mean, I really felt for these people. But I was very clear in every interview I gave after the inauguration, and I gave over 30 interviews to different media outlets, that I don't make the mittens anymore, and that I was partnering with the Vermont Teddy Bear Company to make them. And the only place you could get them was the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. Probably as many as 50 people reached out to me looking for their mittens. I would send them the clip of Jack Thurston did a little clip on the local news about, you know, the whole scam thing. And I would apologize to them and wish them well and tell them that they can get mittens from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. But, you know, I personally couldn't make it all right for everybody who was scammed. And it was also scary, right? Like when something big like that happens, you want to make the best of an opportunity, but it's not always clear what the best thing to do is and what the opportunity is. And of course, opportunities unfolded with time. But when all of a sudden everybody wants your attention and you're used to being a pretty private person, that was very scary. I lost sleep. I couldn't eat. My family was very stressed out. People were driving by my house. I mean, it was just weird to be in the public spotlight like that. But it did calm down, and things have mostly returned to normal.
It's calmed down. It's a year later. What have you learned about who or what Vermont is and what it represents as a state?
I mean, I already knew Vermont was an amazing place, and I love our state. You know, I love it that the mittens could represent us in that way, that we're practical people, that we're people who are generous, you know, people who are not afraid to brave the cold, whether it's at an inauguration or just to like go shovel our neighbor's walk. You know, I love this state. And if I contributed to the positive reputation and to the joy of this state in any small way, then it's only a fraction of what this state has given to me in my life. And so I'm proud to be a Vermonter, and I hope that people are proud that Bernie's Mittens came from Vermont.
Last question, what's next for you and what's next for the mittens?
Well, the mittens are going to continue at the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. And as far as for me, I mean, I definitely have spent some time thinking about my life and thinking about my future. And I am considering moving on from teaching, but I haven't exactly chosen what to do yet or made any firm plans that I could disclose. But I think I've been in education for over 20 years, and I've had a wonderful career. And I think that this experience has caused me to take stock in my life and think about, you know, I didn't want to go into the mitten business, but maybe I do want to do something different with my life and try something new. And so there might be some changes on the horizon. Who knows?
I think you just broke the hearts of a lot of people that call you Miss Ellis. And I just want to say that I wish you the best. And as a fellow Vermonter, so proud of you and what you've been able to do. Jen Ellis, thank you so much.
Thank you.